Well, welcome to the Afterthought series of What's Your Mean, a 10-week audio adventure on the Mean Notes podcast, hosted by yours truly, the founder and personal style consultant of Mean Consultancy and author of upcoming book, What's Your Mean? Discover Your Fashion Identity. And for last week's theme on the What's Your Mean? The conversation series, we were all talking about personal style evolution. What do I mean when I say personal style evolution or style evolution? Well, let's get into the definition and my perspective I talk about in the book, What's Your Mean? In quotes, evolution. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines evolution as 1, a process of change in a certain direction, 2, the process of working out or developing. But in the world of personal style and for the purposes that we are here to discuss in this book, this is what I mean when I talk about evolution. It is what influences personal appearance and your progress in evolving your style. 1, tracking or self-studying the before and after of your style and your visual markers of changes. 2, embracing your image development with a new pair of eyes for your unique style, end quote. Now that we are on the same page and know what I mean by style evolution, I had a very, very good conversation with Steve, who joined me on Instagram Live on September the 6th at 7 p.m. It's just always good to see what guys are thinking in regards of, you know, their look, their personal style, how their dressing process is, because men and women, we definitely have two different approaches when it comes to just the overall concepts of fashion. And then when you just unpeel fashion and get to the personal style aspect, it's just very different, of course, person by person. But men and women, we just think totally different. And Steve is definitely detail oriented and a very confident person, so it was a very easygoing conversation. Us women, we have just so many elements when it comes to getting dressed or what to consider as a woman, especially when it's just that time of the month. Ooh, child. But if you're wondering about the conversation that happened with Steve and I, hey, Steve, here's a snippet of what happened on September the 6th.
How would you define your style currently?
Like you said, it's comfort, and it's being comfortable in my own skin enough to know what works for me. And it's not even about trends. It's hardly ever about trends.
Yeah.
You know, I can say I'm so grateful now, for example, that flat front pants are the style. I look back on pleated pants. I'm like, please don't ever let pleated pants come back in style. If they do, I refuse to wear them. I will run my flat front pants into the ground until the trend changes again. You know, I get sad. I used to, you know, when I was wearing suits for interviews and stuff, it was 3 buttons. Back a little bit. A 3-button suit is just so much more flattering on me than a 2-button suit.
Yes.
I wear them because it's all that's available. I don't look good in them. I look great. I rock a 3-button suit. I wish my old 3-button suit still fit. It's not trends. It's just I know what just looks good on me. I know what works and I know what doesn't. And it's sometimes I'll put something on. Every once in a while I will put something on and be like, yeah, no. what were you thinking? But for the most part, it's just I know what looks good. It feels good. And I feel better when I'm wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Some people are not like self-aware to say like, oh, this feels good. And I hear that like repeatedly when you're like talking about your personal style or when you pick stuff, like it just feels good. You know what works for you and you just kind of toss it to the side. Some people are just like, oh, maybe I should try it. And then they just continue to just ignore the signs.
Yeah. No, I, I've gotten away from that. I mean, I have my moments, you know, you see something, maybe it's on clearance, and I'm just like, I could pull that off.
But
I'm like, I can't pull that off. Oops.
If you enjoyed that snippet, I strongly encourage you to check out that episode, which is out now for listeners to replay the video or listen in on the conversation right here on this podcast. Just look for What's Your Mean, the conversation series. And the topic is men's style evolution in fashion phases. That is the exact title, where you can listen in on that specific episode. And there's also two other ones before that. So definitely go check that out. The link is in the description. Let me just first say, I want to publicly apologize for not having an episode out last week. I received some really, really great news. And on top of that, it was just the holiday approaching. So I got a little beside myself. I got carried away and celebrated a little bit longer than usual. And just tossed everything to the side. Sorry, I just had to celebrate. So if you are listening to this episode first, there is an afterthought series. I'm sorry, afterthought episode behind this one. And that one is going to be focused more on the shopping types and the shopping strategies that I was having along with Tiffany. Tiffany was the healthcare executive who was very conflicted with, you know, what type of shopper she was, and had a lot of confessions and just a lot of things just kind of iron out. She has a lot going on. She has a lot of personalities, but she just needs to just hone in on, you know, what her clothing mix will be, and just have a very strong strategy, because based on her industry, it's very like cookie cutter. But go check it out. I don't want to dive into it. It's definitely great gems that I dug in there. So definitely go check it out. So when it comes to my own personal style evolution, I didn't really dive into it. And I think this is a great time for me to just dive into the, you know, what we were talking about. Man, oh man, I don't feel like I like reflect on my personal style evolution, but when something just gets very tiring for me, or I ask myself, like, why am I getting the same results? I'm very like results driven or goal oriented. And if I don't meet like a certain goal and I notice a pattern, I just kind of just go back in my journal. I journal a lot. I've been journaling for like over a decade. So that is one of the things that I kind of reflect and see whether or not, you know, things are working, things are not working. Maybe I need to tone it down. Maybe I need to elevate it. Maybe I need to make it more, you know, age appropriate. Maybe I need to zhuzh it up. Whatever I need to do, I definitely reflect on it when it comes to, yeah, when I hit like a brick wall and it's just like a repeated behavior. I definitely see that, you know, how I present myself when I was 27 is definitely not the same person, or the way that I dress when I'm 23 or now when I'm 35. I can honestly say that it's not too far-fetched when I look at pictures of the younger version of me. It's like a more sophisticated and authentic version of me. I've showed people, you know, what I looked like before. And I mean, I'm like thinner, or I have a little bit of hair, but the accessories were always there for me. The colors were always there. I definitely was wearing a lot of like Forever 21. Forever 21 was at its height when I was 20. What else was there? I also wore a lot of vintage. So my stuff doesn't, when I look back, like a lot of stuff just looks unique, along with like my own aesthetic. So I feel like, yeah, I'm actually proud of how I dress. again, like I said, when I look at the younger version of me, I would definitely have to say I was just young, fun, and just exploring me. And now that I just have like my priorities and I got more involved with my personal development, I'm very set on who I am, my personality. I'm an assertive woman. Of course I'm a fashion professional, and I've definitely done my due diligence of getting more knowledge in fashion. I'm always continuing to get more knowledge and also just a better understanding of fabrics. And lastly, my priorities that are very important to me, like, you know, making sure that I'm appropriate when I'm going on dates, when I'm meeting with clients, and also when I'm just doing me, when I'm in creative mode, I need to be comfortable. There needs to be some aspect of me being comfortable. So the fabric comes into play. So I would have to say the key factors I would say that contributes to that were the activities that I do as a personal style consultant, the priorities I have set for my personal life, and just what makes me happy. For those of you who have my book, who pre-ordered my book, you will definitely learn some background information about me, because I do it in the introduction as well as the first chapter of Mission. I talk about me a little bit in it because it aligns with the concept. But I am an athletic child. I've ran track all of my youth. So I'm very used to just being in uniform or comfortable clothes or athleisure type of clothes. That's like ingrained. And then when I got into the health field, wearing scrubs, that was another form of uniform. So me having a uniform, which is another section in my book, I talk about, you know, the different type of uniforms, not like a uniform, like a scrub, but you making your own type of formula up for uniform. I think that's very important, and I definitely incorporate it in my fashion practices. But what really makes me happy as far as when I get dressed is the enjoyable part of me getting dressed is the fashion accessories. Anyone who sees me, I mean, I just love accessories. To be more specific, my earrings are like my everything. There was one point in time where I was just switching earrings like 3-4 times a day. And when I was working with the elderly, they would pay attention. That's a lot of the times how I would connect with some of the ladies in the elderly home and just sit with them. And we would just, you know, just, they would just share their jewelry because they just observed. So I will always love my earrings. I don't care if they're clip-ons, if they're the pose where you stick in. I'm definitely a big earring girl. And also, my earrings are my key essential investment pieces. Although I wear a lot of gaudy costume earrings and other accessories, but earrings are like my main factor. I've definitely splurged on some real fine jewelry pieces that suit me when the time is needed, as well as, you know, my grandma passing along to me because she knows I'm very big on accessories, and also my mom. So now that you have a glimpse inside my personal style evolution and some background about just some key influences, definitely get your mind kind of going on about your situation. I wanted to pull these questions that were a part of What's Your Mean, the conversation series with Steve on September 6th. So the three questions were, have you ever reflected on your personal style evolution over the years or months? What were the influences or factors that caused you to reflect on your personal style evolution? And what are the key essential investment pieces in your closet? If I can remember, Steve stated a scarf. Men, yes, scarves are like one of those pieces I just love seeing a man in. I don't care if they just have a scarf and a good crew neck sweater, like a cashmere. It just makes them look so, like, I don't know. I just love it. I love just men with scarves on. It's definitely one of my pieces that I love to see. And when I lived, you know, on the West Coast or in Florida or in Texas, that was like one of the things I missed seeing, like men wearing scarves. But here's an audio montage of other people answering these three questions.
Yeah, definitely. So I had a whole scene moment in high school. So I used to have red hair, blue hair, green hair. And then I cut that out. But definitely my style has changed a lot in the last even 2 years since I moved here. So I always wear my chain. I love my gold rings. And then I have this denim jacket that my sister got me that I wear pretty frequently. It's been hot, but it's about to come out for the fall.
I have for many years, so used to be extremely fashionable and stylish, and I would not get as many compliments, but I would wear a Target shirt, and I'd be like, I love that shirt. And so I kind of started changing, going from major labels to like a little more bargain clothing. But then in the last few years, I've had some health issues, I've gained some weight, and then I moved to California from the East Coast. The style out there is very different. Yes. I tried to kind of fit in with that more casual lifestyle, but it's not me. So I had to find a compromise of gaining a little weight, wearing slightly different style clothing, trying to get that more comfortable feel. But I was out one day in California. I was wearing California clothes. I just quotes on that. And I was like, I'm not comfortable. I went home, I put on my DC clothing, and I felt great. I felt like $1 million. So
I have something to comment on that. I think she went from Sex and the City to like boho chic. And she is not. She is not. That's not her. She is not boho chic. She is definitely Sex in the City.
Right.
So it's funny that you said that.
This is like a California style. This is my, your outfit here is my usual style.
Okay. So for me, I was all about, you know, names, you know, brands. And like, I got to have this brand. And in my teen and my youth, it was all about brands looking super cute, and it had to have the tag. As I got older and on my being independent, I went shopping a little bit more conservative, and just, you know, I started to care less about labels and names. And I, you know, had kids, went through my ups and downs, and it was, you know, Target or, you know, whatever fashion, no real labels, Kohl's, Target, Marshall's, TJ Maxx. Now that I am getting back to feeling myself, right, and like I feel youthful, I'm, you know, lost a lot of weight, I am now like just reliving my youth. Right. So I'm not going back to brands, but I'm going to what looks good on my body, on my shape.
Correct.
So I very much dress to my shape and accentuate my assets.
Yeah.
Life
changes.
Okay. Yeah, life changes is a huge factor. You know, everything is ever changing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think, oh, this is it. This is the one. This is so-and-so, or whether it's a person, a look, your makeup, you think this is it. And then life is ever changing.
Right.
And the only constant in life is change.
Correct.
So your style will be
evolution.
Yeah, your style will be ever changing.
What about you?
So for me, I've never beaten to the like social conformity drum. I've always had my own sense of fashion, and you know, it was like for a brief moment I tried to fit in and I didn't like it, and I was like, I'm going back to all the clothes that make me feel good. And you know, I put on an outfit and I go out and no one else is dressed like me, but yet I'm like, I'm on fire right now. And so for me, that's what comes from within. It's not about what the person next to me or the 25 people around me are doing. It's about when I put on a piece of clothing and it hugs me the right ways, it brightens my face, and it makes me feel good. That's how I have learned to dress. And you know, like I said, when I tried to fit in with California a little bit, it didn't really suit me, and I wasn't very happy. Right. As soon as I went back to what I knew, boom, like the barber came out of me again. Mm-hmm. So jewelry never disappoints a gal. Right. And shoes. Shoes have never let me down. I have higher arches, so wearing heels is great for me. Mm-hmm. But I have a few key shoes that are super hot, super sexy. Mm-hmm. I have one that's like these beautiful lace... I think they're Jessica Simpsons. But every time I wear them, I get nothing but compliments. And I've had them for 15 years.
Okay.
And they will never go out of style because they're just that beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. It is jewelry, but it is rings. Mm-mm-mm. Rings.
She loves her rings.
Okay.
And, you know, you get massive compliments mm-hmm. with your jewelry on your hands.
Yes.
People don't realize how much your hands and the movement when you talk... And what you see on your fingers, how much it impacts. So I love the jewelry on the rings.
I have, because it has changed a lot with age. When I was in like junior high school, I was very preppy. Boat shoes, plaid shirts, Sperry's, like board shorts, like every day. Now I'm more into my urban wear era. So it's oversized shirts, skinny jeans. Jordan 1s, they're my favorite shoe now. I have them in so many different colors, or Dunks, they go with everything. So I'm just in that era. My style has kind of evolved. It kind of evolves with my hair most days. So my key investment pieces. Probably my blazers. I am very much a blazer boy, and you can dress blazers up. You can wear them casual. And I have them in so many different colors, so many different designs. I think blazers are what I'm pretty much known for.
If you are interested in submitting in your answers to these three questions, you can leave a voice message at 202-656-2306 or upload your voice audio note to the link in the description, which is Me Knows Podcast. It will simply say tap the send voice message. As promised, we have three lucky winners. I am ready to announce their free book copy of What's Your Mean. You have 72 hours to claim your prize, and the winners are Rose, Katie, and Jen. Yes, you have 72 hours. Definitely claim your prize. Are you interested in watching our next Instagram Live of What's Your Mean, the conversation series? Check us out every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, follow us on Instagram, Pinterest. Yes, Pinterest. Pinterest is actually our number one highest traffic media source. So definitely check us out on Pinterest. I said Pinstagram. And lastly, LinkedIn. All of those should be Mean Consultancy, which is M as in Mary, IIENCONSULTANCY. And lastly, leave us a comment for our podcast, Mean Knows Podcast. It will be greatly appreciated. Be sure to log on to our website, www.mean.co, and I'll check y'all out next week. Bye, y'all. Do you know what most people don't know? The secret to authentic personal style is to stay in tune with a high level of self-awareness to reach your full fashion potential. The book, What's Your Mean, goes beyond telling you what to wear, how to wear it, where to shop. It dives into the journey of who you are and reinforces that with appropriate wear to make you stand out in your industry and intentionally decluttering and managing your wardrobe. Makara Reed's proprietary system for fashion identity will lead you on a 180 path of fashion transformation through personal style consulting.